It was on Good Friday in 1817 when the Reverend John Alexander, a young preacher, was invited to come to speak to the nonconformists at the Tabernacle in Bishopgate, Norwich. John had already gained a reputation for missionary work during his training. The people loved him. He was asked to become the first pastor of a new church in Princes Street when it opened in 1819, and he stayed for almost 50 glorious years. It had cost £4,800, and various developments and alterations have taken place over the years. Top architect Edward Boardman redesigned the building in 1828. Under the leadership of John Alexander, a man said to be fired with dedication, who, as a young man, a ruddy voice and locks as black as a raven's wing, the chapel prospered and flourished. When the church opened, it had 14 members, but its reputation grew under John's leadership and the membership continued to increase and thrive. Hundreds of men and women joined the church. There were 4 Sunday schools, including those at Trouse and Thorpe, where children were taught to read and write. A society for the sick and aged poor was opened. A provident society was formed to help those in need. John threw himself into public life, visiting chapels outside Norwich. He was also chairman of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital and a great supporter of the anti-slavery campaigner Thomas Buxton. John certainly became one of the best known and much loved men of the church across the region, and I think he would be delighted at how his beloved Princes Street continues to reach out to the community with open arms. Today, the minister is the Reverend John Potter, and he and Carol Parry, editor of the monthly newsletter for the church, told me how a range of events take place at Princes Street. They include a monthly community lunch, where people can just turn up and enjoy a meal for £4, prepared and served by members of the congregation. This is followed up by Tuesday fellowship with a guest speaker. The Princes Street Guild has been going on for more than 30 years and now meets on the first Tuesday afternoon of the month. Speakers are invited. Then there is an afternoon film show. No need to book and there's no charge. Our members support all the Tuesday events, but we are delighted that they are also supported by the community in general, said Carol. On Advent Sunday and Easter Sunday, they share breakfast with neighbours at St George's Tombland. There is a choir, and last year they took part in Norfolk Day raising funds for a school in Zimbabwe. Their support continues. For the last 3 years, we have taken part in Heritage Open Days and have welcomed hundreds of people through our doors. Very successful and worthwhile from our point of view, and visitors are more often than not surprised at the modern interior of such an old building, added Carol. Throughout the year, they run a good cause. There are 4 charities chosen for the year, some local, others national or international, and they collect for the food bank and offer fair trade goods for sale. I hope this gives readers a flavour of what goes on at Princes Street. We are very much alive and love to welcome people to our church building. We really enjoy a social gathering and use every opportunity to celebrate and give thanks whilst still being aware of the many needs of the community, both local and worldwide, and doing what we can do to help, said Carol. What a wonderful place Princes Street United Reformed Church is, an open door for 200 years.